Good morning, everybody. This is Harrison on Strange Waves, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got a great episode for you today to match this beautiful weather. I'm out in shorts, just relishing every moment of this that I can before it gets freezing cold. Today I have a guest, a very good friend of mine, Adi Parashar. You want to introduce yourself?
Oh, thank you, Harrison. Good morning, Medford. Beautiful day outside today, just as Harrison was talking about. I'm Adi. I'm from New Delhi, India. We have an exciting episode planned out for you today. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. We're going to play some cool music, so stay tuned.
Yeah, all right. And opening that up was DJ Shadow's Mutual Slump from probably the most influential instrumental hip-hop album ever introducing. If you liked what you heard, go listen to the whole thing. It's incredible. Great use of sampling, something I really enjoy. But up next, we got something for my friend Rick back home listening. This is Promised Land by the Grateful Dead from probably top two concert for me from Veneta, Oregon in August of 72. Hope you guys enjoy.
Grateful Dead.
All right, so that was Promised Land by the Grateful Dead. Of course, a cover of the Chuck Berry song. Another shout out to Rick. If you guys ever find yourself in Palm Beach, Florida, pull up to his surf shop, Palm Beach Boys Club. Great place. A lot of fun. Awesome guy. Up next, we have a song by Parliament. I've been on a huge funk kick recently and soul kick because of the Silk Sonic album release, which if you haven't listened to, it's a pretty big frontrunner for, like, my favorite album of the year. I definitely don't think it's the best. It's way too short to, like, be in that conversation, but it's quality throughout and, like, absolutely so much fun to listen to. One of the people on it is Bootsy Collins, who, if you aren't familiar with, get familiar with him. He's on this song playing bass. It's called Handcuffs. A lot of fun. Hope you guys enjoy.
Do I have to keep you under lock and key?
All right, a little Parliament to start off your day, right? Hope you guys enjoyed that. So up next, we actually have a song that Addy showed me from a band called Peter Cat Recording Company. Take me through that a little bit.
So, okay, this is such an interesting story for me. So Peter Cat Recording Co. is a band out of New Delhi, India. It's a bunch of local guys that just got together, and like their lead singer is actually like an artist by himself, but he brought this band together because it's such an interesting group of musicians. And I actually learned about this band because like I'd been previously acquainted with the bassist on the band.
That's awesome.
I used to play the bass, and like this guy was just like such a pillar in the community in Delhi, and like I was like, a lot of people that I played with just knew him, and like I'd met him a bunch of times. And so he like started this band with this dude Lefafa, who I think in 2017 brought this band together. And so like when they dropped their first album, it was so interesting to me that like someone I know, like at a slightly personal level, is like creating music that like people in America are listening to today.
Yeah.
And like their second album, Bismillah, like I've met people at Tofts that have heard this album, and that is like insane to me, because people back home, even in Delhi, who I know, who like I interact with on a daily basis, have never heard of this band. There's people out here that listen to that.
Yeah, I think that when you played me the song for the first time, I actually recognized it. I think I had heard like the bass line in the past somewhere. So I mean, like that's just fascinating. I mean, I feel like music becomes even more powerful when you actually know the people behind creating it. Like, awesome. I mean, I'll tell you a little story. Over my work at the summer, I was working as a cashier at this Italian market, right? And it's like, so small store. We got like really acquainted with a lot of the customers because it was a lot of regulars, right? Yeah. So this guy comes in one day and hears my coworker and I talking about vinyl, and he's like, he's new to the town. He's here for a few weeks over the summer, and he's like, oh, where's this store you're talking about? And so I direct him to it. Rust and Wax, by the way, awesome store in West Palm. Spent a lot of time there over the summer. But we start chatting up about music, and he tells me that he is dating the lead singer from a band called Silver Jews. Now, I don't know if you know about Silver Jews, but they're a pretty prominent like indie rock outfit that I actually recognized when the guy told me about it.
Yeah.
And so that was nuts. Like I'm not like the biggest fan of them, but just like that small connection, I guess, felt a lot bigger.
It's just insane, you know, that like, I think we kind of forget that like people that create music are kind of living very similar lives to the lives that we're living.
Exactly.
Which is why we can relate to music so well. Like, it's beautiful.
All right, so let's get into Floated Vibe by Peter Cat Recording Company.
Something so good.
All right, so that was Peter Cat Recording Company out of Delhi, India, at his origin. Just tell me a little bit about that. What's it like living there?
So Delhi, it's a crazy place. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of things going on all at the same time. It's pretty crazy. Like, you know, like, people talk about big cities in America, like New York, like, or, you know, the city that never sleeps. Like, I mean, sure, between, like, I would say 2 and 5 a.m., Delhi sleeps. But when it's awake, it goes pretty crazy. Like, I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, it's wild. I mean, you experience so many different, you meet so many people, you experience so many different things just living in India.
So you weren't able to go back over the summer, right?
Yeah, I haven't been home in like more than 11 months now.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty crazy. It's the longest I've been away.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So you plan on going back over winter break?
Yeah, I'm going back December 24th, baby.
That's awesome.
I'm going to make it back in time for Christmas.
Your triumphant return to Delhi.
Yep. It's going to be wild.
That's great. All right, so we got another song from Addy's recommendation up next. This is Man on Fire by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. What is this one like?
So this one's interesting. It's a, I would say it's like a folk, jazz, rock sort of like convergence. I heard it for the first time performed by Damien Rice, actually.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting. Like, I actually forgot about this now, and like, I'm remembering it now. Like, there's this thing in Delhi called Sofar Concerts, okay? And it's like this, it's like usually a concert, you have like a minimum of like 150 to 200 people, right? A Sofar Concert, what they essentially do is they have somebody rent out their house.
Oh.
And they have somebody perform an intimate concert there. So it's like 25 people, it's super exclusive. And like, they get like up and coming artists from like the area to perform. And Damien Rice actually performed at a Sofar Concert that I was at.
And so, for our viewers, who's Damien Rice?
So Damien Rice is like Irish singer, songwriter, amazing artist, beautiful music. He writes, I would say, particularly sad songs. It's like when you're like, especially in your fields, Damien Rice is a very good choice. I would highly recommend listening to him. So I heard him perform this song, and he talked about his relationship with Edward Sharp. And it was so interesting because Damien Rice has, his music is so different from what this song is about to be.
Mm-hmm.
But he still chose to play it because he finds like, just like the structure and the tones of the song.
Those are my favorite covers by far. When a band of like a completely different genre covers something, exactly. And because it completely changes how the song feels.
Yeah.
And it becomes its own thing at that point.
And like, when I actually heard this song, like, it was completely different from what Damien Rice played, but it was just a beautiful song just by itself. And I hope the viewers enjoy it.
That's awesome. All right, we'll get into that right now. This is Man on Fire by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Enjoy.
I'm a man on fire, walking through your street with one guitar and two dancing feet. Only one desire that's left in me. Want the whole damn world to come dance with me. Set you free over heartache and shame. I wanna see your bodies burning like old big sun. Everybody want comfort,
comfort, love.
Everybody. over heartache and rage. Come set us free over panic and strange. I wanna see our bodies burning like old beat sun. I wanna know what we've been learning and learning from.
Alright, so it's about halfway through the show. You know what time it is. It's PSA time. But you know what? Today, instead of playing it, one of the preset ones, I'm actually going to have Adi read one.
So this is numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. The number of Americans that die each day from accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Duff's Educational Radio.
Thank you very much. Much better than hearing that off Rivendell, if I do say myself.
Thank you.
I've actually never run one. I always just go for the presets, but I think it's fun to have the guest read it.
Yeah. This is really interesting collection of PSAs.
Yeah, there's some good ones in there. Ladder safety is a great one.
We do love ladder safety. Watch your heads, boys.
All right, so we're gonna get back into some music. Up next is actually one of my songs. Been trying to fit in some reggae more and more to my sets because I feel like it's one of those genres that is criminally underlooked by a lot of people. I feel like a lot of people know Three Little Birds and like
Buffalo Soldier.
Yeah, and it kind of starts and ends there. Yeah. But I think growing up in a sort of tropical place, especially it has a huge Jamaican population in South Florida too. Wow. You just kind of naturally get exposed to it. And of course, like my good friend Cheese, shout out if he is somehow listening between his rush process at UW-Madison. Got me really into it last summer. And so this is Turn Your Lights Down Low by Bob Marley and the Wailers off of Exodus. Side note, after Bob Marley's passing, MTV did this really cool collection of re-recording a lot of his songs with more modern artists. There is an awesome version of this song from that with, let me make sure I am correct here. Yeah, with Miss Lauryn Hill on it.
Wow.
It's really cool. It's just a little too long for the radio show, so I decided to play the original, but if you like this, go listen to that. It's just as good. All right, so this is Turn Your Lights Down Low by Bob Marley and the Wailers off of Exodus. Enjoy.
Turn your lights down low. And pull your window curtains. Oh, let your moon come shining in into our life again. Saying, ooh, it's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl, but it seems I was never on time.
turn your lights down low.
Cuckoo.
Never try to resist, oh no. Oh, let my love come tumbling in into our life again. Saying, ooh, I love you, and I want you to know right now, ooh, I love you. I want you to know right now, 'cause I want to give you some love. Oh, I want to give you some good, good loving. Oh, I want to give you some love. I'm going to give you some good, good loving. Turn your lights down low. Whoa. Never, never try to resist. Oh no. Oh, let my love, oh, let my love come tumbling in into our lives again.
All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. During the song, Adi and I were actually talking. Said he went through a little bit of a Bob Marley phase last year. I guess talk me through that.
I mean, it was really interesting. Like, I think I just heard somebody playing some Bob Marley. Like, I was just hanging out with someone, and we was just like listening to some Bob Marley. And like, for I would say 2 months straight, I was exclusively listening to Bob Marley and the others. It was interesting. There was a lot of stuff going on at the time.
What's your favorite song by him?
I would have to say it is Buffalo Soldier. All
right, it's a great pick. You can't go wrong with that.
As mainstream as it is, I would say it is just a beautifully constructed song.
And the comments I made earlier about people not giving reggae a chance, I want to walk that back slightly. I agree. If something is mainstream, it's generally mainstream for a reason, and that's probably because it is like one of the artist's best offerings. So if you do only know Buffalo Soldier and One Love and Three Little Birds, that's all good. They're all incredible songs.
Sorry to cut you off, but I would think Bob Marley is a different kind of mainstream than what we have an understanding of what mainstream is. It's like Justin Bieber is a mainstream artist.
Yeah.
For sure. But not in the same way that Bob Marley is. I think Bob Marley is in a position where he, in and of himself, gets to define what reggae music is. So like, if somebody like is trying to get into reggae music, like an obvious choice is Bob Marley.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just so representative of the genre, especially when you go back to like the old Wailers stuff, because a lot of those guys split off and have insanely prolific careers too. I was telling him about Peter Tosh during the break. I mean, if you know the song Legalize It, you know Peter Tosh. I don't know. For me, favorite Bob Marley song probably would have to be Jammin' or Real Situation. I really like those two.
Jamming is, I think, a close second for me.
Yeah, Jammin's great. All right, so we got some more of Adi's music next. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows this track, Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. I mean, I don't really have much to say about it outside of that. There's a reason it's so widely known.
I think everyone knows the story of Sid Barrett.
I think so.
And if you don't know the story of Sid Barrett, read up on it, because it tells a tale of a man who was at the peak of his life and lost touch with reality, and it's just such a like deep and like interesting journey.
Yeah, I mean, I remember hearing this song for the first time and just thinking, oh, it's kind of a love ballad, like wishing somebody else was here, and then actually learning the Sid Barrett story completely completely shifts how I view this song. But like, I agree with that. If you don't know the story, look it up. I don't really know if we have enough time to go into great detail about it here, but all right, this is Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd off Wish You Were Here. Enjoy.
And
discipline remains mercifully.
Yes, and neither would you, Derek, this star nonsense.
Yes,
yes. No, it is it.
I'm sure of it.
Think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Leave.
What a pick.
Beautiful song.
I know. It's hard to go from listening to that right back in the conversation, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Send it.
So, the championship is very close between Verstappen and Hamilton. Your thoughts?
Any F1 fans out there, you can back me up.
This has been such a good season.
It's been such a good season. Like, it's amazing. I'm like, you know, just with everything with COVID, like, not having fans at the races, like, everyone coming back, like, you know, every race happening in full, like, form. It's amazing.
It's really great to see. Yeah. Who do you think is actually going to come out on top? Because I'm kind of worried that Hamilton might get handed this by a little bit of FIA intervention. Not to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but
FIA luck, you know.
Little break Schumacher's record kind of influence.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not a fan of Lewis Hamilton. I've never been a fan of
me
Lewis
neither.
Hamilton. But
I'll say this: I am a fan of him off the racetrack. I think that, like, as a public figure, he's actually doing a lot of good.
Hot tape. I dislike him more off the track than I dislike
Interesting.
Him on the track.
I think the only problem I have with it actually, it's kind of just a problem with F1 as a whole, is that they're doing this, like, we race is one thing, but then, like, bringing races to countries that just, like, actively go against that whole ideology. Like, the fact that there's, like, a Saudi Arabian race is a little bit alarming, but you know.
You know, an Austrian Grand Prix. It's here and there, you know. But yeah, Lewis Hamilton. Will he win his 8th championship? I mean, for the sake of, you know, a sport that is constantly evolving and constantly breaking new grounds, I want him to win the 8th championship. But at the same time, I want him to lose and crash and be alright, but not place. Do not like Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
it's an interesting conundrum.
I mean you're a Verstappen fan. I have a little bit less of a horse this race because I'm a McLaren fan and a Lando Norris fan, but like I'm rooting for Verstappen in this. I want to see somebody win their first. I want to be there watching when somebody wins their first world championship, because I've never had that experience before.
Fun fact, saw Sebastian Vettel win his, I think it was his second championship.
Oh my god.
He won it at the Indian Grand Prix, and I was there in New Delhi.
Shout out Sebastian Vettel, absolutely one of the greatest human beings.
Sebastian Vettel, I would say, is my favorite driver of all time. He is just such a beautiful human being, and such an amazing racer. So, like, back in his Red Bull days, this man was just an absolute savage. Like, he was just like, send it. Like, now he's just a sweet guy who raises bees and is saving the planet.
He's so cool. Yeah. I don't know if he's cooler than Kimi, but like,
Kimi
loses a race and then goes on his yacht.
Kimi drives drunk.
I would not be surprised if she's ever done that before.
Another PSA, kids: don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
It's all be safe out here in Medford. You know,
it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. I mean, I would say we've all done it, but like, we haven't. So just
never.
Don't drink and drive.
Alright, so I think we got time for about two more songs, considering that we've been talking a fair bit. So this is Kali Uchis' cut. Seeing her in March, I want to say, with Tyler and Vince Staples and Tezo Touchdown. This is Just a Stranger featuring Steve Lacy. Shout out Isolation, just as an album. It's awesome. Really fun pop album. Kali Uchis is the best. All right. Hope you guys enjoy.
Judge, just wanna have a little fun.
Yeah, come on.
No, I won't. for long. Some will say I'm on the run. Go and say what you want. You're just a stranger watching from the bleachers, cause you can't take the danger.
She wants my $100 bills. She don't want love. She wants my $100 bills. She don't want.
Watching from the bleachers, cause you can't take the danger.
She wants my $100 bills. She don't want love. She wants my $100 bills. She don't want love.
I have my doubts that she's going to play that live when I see her, but if she does, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So shout out Christopher Pellegrini.
Just putting that out there. Shout out Christopher Pellegrini.
Shout out Christopher Pellegrini. So you were talking about the squirrels on campus while we were listening to that song, and I'm curious what your thoughts on the squirrels on campus are.
So, like, the bunny and the rabbit situation is different. Like, that's a topic for another day.
Yeah. Next show.
The squirrels, dude. These little... I don't want to say it.
You gotta keep clean.
Yeah. They make me hate my existence. Like,
you were the first person I've ever heard have this strong of an opinion of the squirrels on campus.
I actively, like, do not like squirrels.
Okay. Is there, like,
I have lost so many acai bowls. Do these squirrels. I'm just out
acai
there.
Acai bowls?
I'm just out there, outside of commons, you know, just enjoying an acai bowl, just doing some homework, just, you know, existing. And these squirrels will come and try to mess with my shit. Like, it makes
mess with
me
your stuff, yeah.
Angry beyond words.
I can actually not relate with that. There's one squirrel around Tish Roof that will be a little bit aggressive. Like, I was going to throw something out in the trash there once because I'd finished eating lunch on top of Tish Roof, and he was on the trash can, and I go to throw out the stuff. He turns around and, like, gives me the eye, like, and it was like he was, like, ready to square up, and I was like, okay,
he's like ready to golden.
Yeah he was trying to block that and eat it for himself, but I crossed him up and then threw the box out, so all was well. But yeah, I think he has a specific dislike towards me.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Could we, like, possibly have a small little squirrel genocide?
Whoa. I don't think I'm the person to ask about this. I think you should go to, like, somebody who understands their place on this campus. Because, yeah. I mean,
like, I don't understand, like, how they fit into.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I was about to say, I don't really understand how they are, like, of importance to the ecosystem. But I'm sure that somebody could explain that better than me. So.
Squirrels. Hate squirrels.
You know, we should have a town hall on squirrels, and we should take, like, a vote to decide this.
If you're pro squirrel, like just come up to me. Like, I need to have a conversation with you. This is an anti squirrel campus.
I'm saying it live. I will be fielding a pro squirrel, anti squirrel debate on this show at some point in the future. I'm sure that you will be the anti squirrel proponent.
Yes.
But yeah.
I would be the Mitch McConnell of the anti squirrel movement.
Okay, moving on from squirrels, what do you think of the rabbits on campus?
The rabbits are nice. They're kind of cute, you know. They seem pretty healthy. Might hunt one for Thanksgiving, yeah. Yeah,
they'll be your bounty.
Yeah, they will be my bounty.
I mean,
yeah.
Squirrels and rabbits. What a way to end. So I'm gonna play one last song to close everybody out. This is hot take alert. I think everybody knows This Is Nowhere is Neil Young's best album, and I'm gonna stand by it. I don't think that's like necessarily a popular opinion, but this is the title track from that album. This is a great song. I'm not gonna claim that it got me into Neil Young, but I mean, excellent song. So we'll close out with that, then I'll have some closing remarks from Addy and I, and then we'll get you on your way. All right, enjoy the song.
I think I'd like to go back home and take it easy. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know, living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day to day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. All right. Every time I think about back home, it's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here.
All right, so here's something I actually haven't done before. I'm going to give you a little bit of a preview for next week. So I'm actually staying on campus for Thanksgiving, not going home. Kind of depressing, but my family's coming up here. Never seen Boston before, so it should be nice to actually show them around the city. Addy is also going to be here.
I am going to be here.
So is my friend Duncan. And now Duncan is from Texas, and as I've been hearing, your guys' suite has been engaged in a Texas election kind of craze over the past couple weeks.
Yeah, I think especially over the last few days, we have been actively talking about the Texas election and the prospect of a certain Mr. Matthew McConaughey running for governor.
So I'm going to have Duncan come on here because I think Duncan is particularly pro Matthew McConaughey. So I'm going to have him come on here next week and give his case to all of you about why Matthew McConaughey would make a good governor.
Duncan's a man of many emotions and many strong feelings. So it's going to be a very interesting conversation. So get hyped.
Yeah, I'm actually very excited. We're going to turn the show a little political for a week. Should be fun.
I almost turned it political with the squirrels back then.
Yeah, I could see it drifting in that direction, but you know, there's always next week. I just want to give a very special thank you to Addy for being on the show. I hope you had a good time.
Thank you for having me on. It's been amazing. It's my first radio show.
Yeah, and you did great.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And very soon, quite possibly, I might be on a podcast.
Ooh, what? You want to plug this podcast real quick?
No. It's nothing certain yet.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything else about it. It's me and a certain Ethan LeBlanc. Shout out Ethan LeBlanc. We're going to have a little talk show here on WLFO. It's going to be fun. We're going to talk about some interesting things.
All right. Hopefully, yeah. I'm able to train you guys next semester. Cool.
Thank you so much for having me, Harrison.
Of course.
Shout out Ede Salsa Verde, you know, my title sponsor.
Yeah, Herda Salsa Verde, always in my fridge back home. Yeah. Best salsa you can get at the store, in my opinion.
Best salsa.
Yeah,
that's all you can say.
All right, so it's time for me to leave you guys. I hope that everybody enjoyed this hour. I'm going to leave you with some Beach Boys. God only knows. Enjoy. And again, very special shout out to Addy for being on the show.
Thanks
for having me. All right. Have a good rest of your week, guys. Enjoy this beautiful weather.
Nothing to say.